So just my dad's, who's got a pillbox in his garden, and we're just about to hear about it.
Well, although the Magpie, which is a local pub, has it in its brochure that it was supposed that Churchill stayed there and Eisenhower across the road in another big house in 1943 to talk, obviously, about tactics in the war, I suppose. There is actually a man in just down the road who'd lived in Halton all his life who swears that it's true. And also we actually met a woman who used to work in the Magpie Hotel at that time who, again, says it's true. And the pillbox in our front drive is in a stupid situation because it only has a very small field of fire in the road. Presumably to stop the tanks coming down the road from the west, yes. Which is the wrong direction anyhow, into actually
a very small market.
Yes, to get hold of Churchill, and it also the maid said that in fact he came on the train to Halston and came into the Magpie at about 11 o'clock in the evening. And they spoke until they had a meeting until about 3 o'clock, and he had a couple of hours sleep, and then he went back on the train. Didn't say where Eisenhower actually went, but perhaps American truck got him. But only about 2 years ago, when they were outside our house, they were redoing the whole drain. The water people were doing the whole drains, and they made big holes right down the road. And hey-ho, they found, as this man down the road had told us, there had been at the time posts in the road to actually stop the tanks coming down just in front of our house. There, the people who were doing the roads or doing the new water mains found there was, I saw them, they were actually big concrete blocks with little square holes in them, which were probably the basis for these posts. So, to me, it all seems quite true.
Oh, yeah.